Governor Jim Doyle wanted to use more than $330,000 to promote fuels like E85, which contains up to 85% of the corn-based ethanol. The money comes from what's known as oil overcharge funds that have been paid out regularly to state governments ever since the 1986 settlement. Fort Atkinson Republican David Ward says the governor's idea would help develop a market for a product that could potentially help Wisconsin farmers.
We have the technology to use E85 here in the state of Wisconsin. We have the production capacity to produce E85 fuels here in Wisconsin. What we don't have is the availability of E85.
The measure would have also offered incentives to local governments that add E85 vehicles to their fleets. But like other ethanol proposals that have come before the legislature, this one divided Republicans. Budget Committee Assembly Co-Chair Dean Coffert questioned whether the governor's plan would actually help independent gas stations.
I think I need a little bit more time to understand it, who the money is going to, and maybe we can direct it to folks that really need it versus those that don't.
While Coffert's committee rejected the E85 proposal, it did sign off on funding for other renewable energy projects. One demonstration would convert chopped up vegetation known as biomass into hydrogen that can be used as fuel. Another would set up a fueling station in Madison for cars that run on hydrogen. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.